Welcome to Kingdom Wealth Alliance Church, where our vision is to create a community where everyone experiences a blessed and a prosperous lifestyle, passionately pursuing God and His excellence. We aim to add value to both the church and the broader community through our dedicated service, recognizing that we are not meant to journey alone, choosing joy, prosperity, and good health in all aspects of our life. We foster a culture of honor for Jesus and others. Our mission is to spread God's blessings and empower the upcoming generation with kingdom wealth possibility and restore life through the transformative power of God's word. We aim to demolish poverty strongholds, preach a balanced prosperity gospel, and integrate business, ministry, and heavenly living through biblical principles. With a standing ovation, let's make welcome Dr. Richard A. Wells.
The subject before us this morning, blessings of financial ownership. And our key scriptures are taken from Isaiah 60, verse 1, Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 6. From where we read, you discovered that God desired good for you. From where we read, you discover that God have always wanted you to shine. He said, for the Lord the God blessed thee as he promised thee, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, but thou shalt not borrow, and thou shalt reign over many nations. Because when you borrow money to nations, you reign over them. You reign over them. You dictate the terms and conditions how the citizens should live. You reign over them. So God designed men to live a life of dominion. Stop looking so pity. Many of us, we look too pity. That is not how God wanted to look. Learn to demonstrate some level of authority before the devil. You are broke for one day. You are looking so pity. Who cares about you if not God? Even if you don't have in your house, put on the best clothes you ever had and let the devil know, even if there is nothing in my bank account, I am still who I am, and nothing can change the dominion God have put inside of me. With time, the world will hear my story. With time, the world will hear my news. With time, the world will get to know my headline. There is someone under the sound of my voice. You don't look like it now, but give it time. Time build new testimony. Time build new beginning. Give it time. Learn to give it time. Stop looking too pity. No wonder nobody wants to associate with you because you are looking too pity. No wonder banks don't want to do business with you because you are looking too pity. Where is the dominion God gave to you? Where is the authority God gave to you? No wonder nobody wants to be your friend, because whenever they see you, you look too pity. Learn to wear the armor of authority. Learn to wear the armor of dominion. Amen. Just because it's not working now does not mean it will not work again. Now, learn to smile. Brother Paul, how are you? God has been so good to me. In in spite of all the challenges, you see, smile at this, of course. Challenges are there to make me more stronger, because I can see what God have in stock for me. If only you know your tomorrow, you will clear your table and keep dancing. If only you know how your tomorrow will be, you will never have any reason to complain. For you shall lend to nations. That scripture is not for lions. It's not for elephant. It's for you. Lion don't use money. Elephant don't know what money is all about. Now, but for you, you will never know lack again.
Amen.
You will not know lack again.
Amen.
In the kingdom of God, only those who dare God with their thanksgiving take hold of the lion's share. What did I mean by dear God? Only those who said God at the word, this is what you said, I am giving it to you. Whether you bless me or not is up to you. These are men that dear God. How can a woman, her last meal, she said to the prophet, this last meal that I have is what me and my son, we eat and go and rest. And the prophet still insists, woman, prepare me the meal. And the woman, dear God. You know one thing the blessing do? The blessing make men to dear things ordinary men can't dear. Yes. You know the reason why you are scared to take risk is because you've not been enthroned with the blessing. When you have the blessing, come on, man, you can take any risk. Because life itself is a risk. And only those who take risk can get to that level of recognition. He said, you shall lend to nations, for you shall not borrow. You shall not borrow. In the book of Proverbs 22 verse 7, it said, the rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is a slave. Is a slave to the lender. The rich rules over the poor. I'm reading from ESV version. The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is the slave to the lender. Just imagine living a life of fear. Just because you borrow money. This is why in the church, I don't encourage any brother to borrow anybody money. Because if you do, we have just lost a soul in the body of Christ. That brother will never come to church because in the first place, he doesn't have it. Borrow me. If he has, he will not borrow. So what I advise is, anytime someone approaches you, tell him, brother, I love this relationship. I don't want to lose you. This is what I can dash you. Give him as a gift. And you will see God working miracles for you.
Amen.
You will see God working miracle for you.
Amen.
Now, as we progress with the theme of today, let's see channels in which God blesses people and what are the tokens required Number one, the token required for God's blessing to lavishly be released to his children is our tithing. Our tithe is a token in the school of wealth and prosperity. Our tithe is a token. In the book of Leviticus 23 verse 30, Malachi 3 verse 10, it said, I will destroy. Leviticus 27 verse 30. It said, a tithe of everything from the land, whether grain from the soil, fruit from the tree, belongs to God. It is holy to the Lord. God desires everyone that wants to walk in financial blessing, learn and give his tithe. Your one tenth of what you have belongs to God, is a token. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10, 9 to 10, you will see what happened. It said, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse. God is saying, there is a reason why I keep telling the people to come into the storehouse with their tithe, so that there will be room. He said, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, said the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgate of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. So your tithing is a spiritual token that provoke God's blessing upon you and your generation. Your tithing. It's quite unfortunate how men have neglected tithing. Quite unfortunate how men have destroyed the power of tithing. Go everywhere on the internet. You see people telling you that if you don't tithe, nothing will happen to you. Nothing, of course, nothing will happen to you. But you will never smell the blessings of God. Someone said, does Elon Musk pay tithe, but is the richest? We know Elon Musk might not be going to church, but the kind of tithe he pays to charity, all that money put together, our generation, if God did not help us, might not even smell one third of it. The kind of money those men pull to the poor, the kind of money those men push to charity, that is their tithe. Either way, men are paying their tithe. Either way, they might not be bringing it to church physically. Either way, they are paying their tithe. Number two, activation of token. Number two is our worship offering. That depends, how can men come into the presence of God without an offering? That is a sin for you to walk into a congregation like this on Sunday morning and no offering. Is that how much you value your King of Kings? Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16 to 17. By your offering, you open up your kingdom blessings upon your life. By your offering. Because of time, number three, giving to the poor. Many of us, we walk on the streets, we see poor people begging for just little thing for them to eat. We walk past them, we throw our face like we don't even see them. Giving to the poor. Proverbs 19 verse 17, Proverbs 19 verse 7 there. Proverbs 19 verse 7 there. It said, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he has given, he will pay him again. If you give to the poor, you have just borrowed God some money. Imagine God is returning to pay you back. I can assure you, even your room cannot contain the blessing.
Yes, sir.
Your giving to the poor is a spiritual token that activates God's blessing over your life. Someone take care of that child. Your giving to the poor is a spiritual token that activates your God-given blessing over your life. For somebody sitting here with me this morning, I activate you to learn to give to the poor. Amen. Don't envy them, but give to them. Don't judge them, but give to them. Don't talk down on them, but give to them. Not the gift that you have used your mouth to kill them before giving it to them, but give it to them, because when you give to them, you are borrowing God some money. For somebody under the sound of my voice, from today, God blessing will be released to you.
Amen.
God favor will be released to you.
Amen.
By the mystery of your giving to the poor, God blessing will be released to you.
Amen.
By the mystery of you giving to the poor, your house will be full with blessing.
Amen.
Your giving to the poor is a loan that you loan God. Is a loan. Your giving to the poor. Someone say, how will God borrow money from me? But the Bible just said it. When you give to the poor, you have loaned God some money. Imagine a truck of blessing is entering your house. A truck, not a small one, a truck. And the truck is bigger than your house. Just because you gave a guy, small boy, money to go and buy bread. Are you not aware? Your 5, 10, 15 naira is like a million before someone else that doesn't have it. Okay, Pastor, you know something? Most of these people who beg for money, when I give them money, they go behind me and go and do something with the money. You can't carry God and somebody is doing something with your money. No, it's not possible. You can't carry God, man of God, and someone is taking your money to this realm. They will cast fire.
Yes, sir.
We live in a generation where Christians are so weak. We go to church every day, but we don't have the tenacity, the power required to keep the altar burning. I give you money. You take it to your shrine. That will be the end of that shrine. Oh, no, 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 no. I give you money. You take my money. And I serve a true living God. I gave you money because the Bible commanded me to do so. And you now take the money and take it to your shrine. Take it to your spiritual altar. That is the day that altar will stop answering to you.
Yes,
my money is a missile. When you drop it in any water, it explodes.
Yes,
you take my money. Somebody said to me many years ago, it's a man of God, I don't give my clothes out because you see, my clothes represent my glory. I said, that is why you will be poor. I gave you my clothes to go and wear. The clothes that I wear to altar to come and preach. The clothes have absorbed some level of Holy Ghost. And there is Holy Spirit that reside in my clothes, and I give it to you. And you now take those clothes to one evil altar. And you expect those clothes to work against me now. That is the day whatever your God is called it, on that altar will stop talking. Are you not aware? when people who do money ritual or whatever they call it, the man, the grandmaster will give them instruction and said, get me 4 virgins, get me some ladies or some boys. When they bring all of them to the grandmaster, there is one or two among them they can't touch. As a matter of fact, there will be a confusion among them. Why did you bring this one here? Because an altar is speaking against the true children of God. The Bible tells me when Adam and Eve, God cursed the land. Listen now. But when the time of Noah came to pass and Noah came out from the ark, God asked him to build. And when he came out from the ark, he looked everywhere and said, wow, what a great God. The only animal that were in the ark, he took some out and slaughtered before the Lord. The Bible said Noah built an altar, slaughtered the clean beast of the animal before the Lord, and the Lord smelled a sweet savour. That curse that was laid many years ago, and God have to reverse the curse. It God said to himself in his mind, the Bible said, he said, never again will I curse the land for man's sake. Not for his sake, but for man's sake. So you have the power to overturn the hand of God by your giving. No, I didn't pray for it. It was as a result of his giving. You are in church. You think you are doing yourself a favor. Give, you don't give. Help the poor brothers in the church, you don't help. When you go to the marketplace, there is somebody who is not even begging for money. He just said, no, don't give me money. Just help me buy food. And some of us look at them and say, what do? You cut a hand or you cut leg? Every rich man have a Lazarus around him. You didn't hear that one. How you treat your Lazarus God placed around you will determine how far you go in the school of wealth and prosperity. There will always be the poor in your midst. Always. The Bible said it, so I didn't say it. Are we getting blessed already? Learn to be a giver. Number 4. The number 4 token that activates God's blessing is kingdom investment. Kingdom investment. Kingdom investment. Kingdom investment. When your church is doing building project, you might not have millions. Buy one bag of cement, go and drop it. There are people watching me now online. They are asking themselves, but this is true. Your church is building a project that worth millions of naira. You know you don't have it. God knows you don't have it. But at least you can afford one bag of cement. Oh, glory be to God. You don't need anybody to. Just go and drop it there and see what God can do. It's not about the capacity. It's about your sincerity. As I speak to you, there are churches that are closing down. In South Africa, during that COVID-19, many churches closed down because the pastor could not afford to pay the bills because service were not holding. And they have members there. What a wicked members. The white man don't want to know if there is COVID-19 or not. You just have to pay your bills. Amen? You just have to pay your bill. And they will come and lock that church premises on Sunday morning. Yeah. They will not do it on Saturday. You will get to your church hall Sunday morning, you are about to open the door, you discover the key has been changed. They will not touch anything in your hall. They will just change the lock. And you will still see some brother come, oh, pastor, how do we do it? They have the money in that account. While they are standing there with you, they have the money in the account. They will go and say, pastor, God will provide. What a wicked generation. Your kingdom investment is a token that open up your blessing, God-given blessing over your life. Number five, giving to charity. Giving to charity. And this where the realm a man called Job dwells. Look at how God lavishly bless him. Giving to charity. Giving to charity. Job chapter 29 verse 3 to 5. Job 29 verse 3 to 5. Giving to charity. When his candle shine upon my head, and by his light I walk through the darkness. Yes, go on. As I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. Yes. When the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me, giving to charity. Giving to charity. Matthew 35, verse 25. Matthew 35, verse 25. Giving to charity. Then, because of time, number six. Giving to parents is a token that activate your God-given blessing over your life. Is a token that activate the financial ownership over your life. Genesis chapter 27, one down, you can read when you get home. Genesis chapter 27 verse 1, read it all the way to the end. You will see how father blesses his son, how Isaac blesses his son by his giving. By his giving. Get me what I desired in my life so that I can give to you what God have put inside of me. When you give to your parents, for those of us who say our parents, anytime I travel home for December, oh, you need to see how my mom is so excited. She know I'm very tired. She will be talking, I'll be dozing off. She's still talking. As if we have not been talking on the phone for all this while. Because while we were on our way to the village, it's not village anyway, to the city, we stuck the boat. The boat fully stuck together. Everything she needed was in the boat. At the moment we arrived, she's already there waiting. Come and see the joy on her face. And you will be seeing prayer being released. As you have done this to me, so shall your children do unto you. That prayers cannot be bared from place of worship or prayer. It can only be given to you by your own biological mother or your father. How many of us have sent our mother money here? You see how she pray over the phone. You send money to your mother. For those who still have parents, you send money to your father. She's happy. I remember there was that day we were in the car. Pastor Flo called the father. I tried to pick the language because, you know, we are not speaking direct language. Pastor Flo asked the father, I thought they said you were sick. He said, was I really sick? The moment that alert entered my phone, sickness just disappeared. I heard it and I smiled. And that reminded me where my father used to be alive. My father, we said he have one sickness, we will take him to hospital. He will be the one to tell us the hospital we will take him to. Not knowing that there is one good restaurant close to the hospital. My father will tell the doctor, please don't disturb me yet. Tell them I still need to be here for another 2 weeks. It was a guy boy. He want the money. You dare not send the money to doctor. You send the money to his account. So one day, one of the nurses called my elder brother and said, your father is fine. Make him not waste money. I'm not just give him the money, make him go house. So we confronted him. He said, yes, because anytime they call, you people send the money to your mother. You people don't remember to send my own money. So the only way I can take my own share is to go and lie. So we learned it the hard way. We have to learn. So since that day till he passed on, anytime we want to send money, we make sure the man does not know what is with the woman. The woman also does not know what is. You people just live that way. I heard the man said, was I really sick? Do you know when you don't have money and you are sick? No medication can cure it. No, you don't. No, you didn't hear that one. Get the best medicine on the island. It can't cure it. Because the man knows deep inside of him, it's not typhoid that is worrying me. Stop giving me these drugs. But just allow Allah to hit him. A man was dying. They said, I'm not saying you should go and practice this way. It's not me that said it to you, but listen to what the Bible said. There are things that give men spirit of life. But for that of my own parents, I mean, my old dad, it was money. The man lacked enjoyment. Early in the morning, the man will go to car wash, just wash his car. He's not going anywhere. He will go to the best restaurants. How can a man who doesn't have money desire to eat at the best restaurant? Even with the children, we were complaining. Road safety stopped my father on the road. He gave them the key. I said, do you know who my son is? He was that kind of man. My son, come and deal with you. He even gave them our number. Call my son. You will lose your job. May you have children that you will be proud of. Amen. When the road safety people call, they say, General. I say, who is General? I say, Oga, he's my father, but that is how he does. They say, really? When money fever hold you, all these ministries where they advertise, they can't heal you. The solution is money. And this is why you need the blessing. The man said, I wasn't really sick. But as that thing just entered, thank you, my son. I heard it. The man started smiling. May you give birth to good children. May God never allow you to give birth to children that will bring shame and disgrace to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. The last, but not the least, giving to prophets, to your prophet. Giving to your prophet. Matthew 10:41. Matthew 10, 41. He that receive a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. There are rewards that are tied with your prophets. And those rewards are only released by your token of your seal. There are people today that will come in, even if I'm sleeping, I will answer them. Because they know how to honor the prophets. Are you not aware? There is a way you stir your prophet up by your seed and his anointing will arose. By your seed. Anywhere you are, your pastor is highly anointed. It's because you don't place honor on him. Someone watching me right now, no wonder people keep jumping from one church to another. You don't see that, pastor. You know they see you. Not they see anything. What have you given to him to activate his anointing? What have you given to him? There are rewards. And the reward are the blessings that are tied around the waist of your prophet. He carried those rewards inside of him. And a token is needed to activate it. A token is needed. Anywhere you are, I'm not preaching for you to come and give me an offering, but listen, it's to teach you that anywhere you go and you encounter a genuine man of God, learn to leave his seed with them. Your seed may not mean anything to them, but there is a place your seed will go and touch him. Hallelujah. And I see you getting there. I see you getting there. As we close, what are the benefits of giving? Because today, I think today is the last Sunday, yeah? Yes. So this is why we want to close this thing today. When you give, giving advanced causes from our life. For example, from where I've been reading Genesis 8 verse 20, you see how Noah gave and is giving advances the curse from the land. Giving overturn the curses from our land. When we give, look at what God said. Go back to 20. This was Noah giving. Noah built an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean beast, of every clean fowls, and offer burnt offering on the altar. Say altar. Verse 21, and the Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, never again will I curse the ground. Noah did not kneel down and say, God, reverse the curse from the ground. But his giving reversed the curse. There are prayers ordinarily we shouldn't be praying. But our giving, reverse the hand of God's judgment. All this die is good. But since you have been praying for your enemy to die, how many have you counted that died? But when you give, not just giving, but giving in an altar that pleases the Lord, Don't forget, every author have his own terms and conditions. If you study the book of 2 Samuel 24, verse 24, a pledge was reversed by the virtues of giving. A pledge was reversed. But the king replied to Arnon, no, I insist in paying you for it. I will sacrifice to the Lord my God burnt offering that cost me nothing. So David brought the threshing floor and the oxen and paid 50 shekels of silver for them. When you give, God turned the pledge of the land. When you give, our giving is what give birth to longevity. Isaiah 65 verse 20, as we round up. For those who are always praying for God, preserve my life, protect my life. There are prayer. We shouldn't be praying, but we give our seed into that realm. Never again will there be in it an infant who live but a few days, or an old man who does not live out of his years. He will die at 100 and be thought of a myriad. He will fail to reach 100 will be considered a cost. Anyone who fails to reach 100 will be considered a cost. But when you give, God is saying, for those who give, if their death will begin from 100. Abraham died at good old age by the virtue of his giving. As you go out today, anywhere you go, anything you are doing, learn to give. Your friend is telling you, boy, as I did here, so one car not there with me. And you are laughing at him. Look at what is happening on social media. People become more famous and popular when they die. When the guy was alive, nobody talked about him. But the moment they just hear, so person, a pastor, R.I.P. Oh, I miss him. He was a good man. May people not call you good after you've gone to be with the Lord. Because where were they? Our giving provoke our longevity. May God of heaven open up your eyes to see the reward of giving. Giving is not to bless God, but to bless you. Because the money or whatever you are giving to God is God that gives it to you.